Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest installment of Voices from LLT, Language Learning and Technology's very own in-house podcast. Today, coming to you live from the RELC conference, as you can see here in between us in Singapore. And today we have another very special guest, Dr. Christoph Hafner. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You're at the University of Hong Kong, right?
The City University.
City University of Hong Kong. And you've been there for a long time.
It's unimaginable. Yeah.
So in terms of language learning and technology, you have seen it all, you've heard it all, you've been part of the development of the field in many ways. Tell the listeners, what are you working on at the moment?
Okay, well, so at the moment, there are a couple of projects that spring to mind. The first one of those, because I take an ESP approach to digital technologies, is that I'm looking at digital genres, particularly related to sort of research. And one that I've been looking at in particular recently is a video methods article. So my interest is in looking at sort of a new literacy practice, if you like. And I take a look at a particular journal, which is called the Journal of Visualized Experiments, and presents new procedures, innovative new methods in various kinds of science, especially life sciences, but presents them visually. And that kind of a genre is very effective in terms of bridging certain communicative gaps, because the scientists that are receiving the videos, they're able to replicate the research and replicate those methods much easier than if they were to just read an article. So that's kind of one area that I'm working on at the moment, looking at the way that multimodal constructions of that kind of knowledge are effected, as well as, because it's a slightly different sort of genre, the way that people interact and engage and present their stance through that as well, because researchers pop up and address the audience directly, which of course you wouldn't see in a standard research article. So the question that I'm interested in there is, like, how is digital technology changing the way that we read, write, and communicate, and which might have an impact on the kinds of things that we choose to teach ESP learners at university, for example.
Fascinating. We'll put a link to that in the description if you have a website for that, so people can look up more about that. You mentioned learners. How about teachers and educating teachers? Any role for you've just described in that?
Right. Well, it's going to be important if we expect teachers to be able to address these kind of new genres, that teachers' own understanding of those genres, including the multimodal elements, are actually catered to as well. And in that space, I am working on a Cambridge element with Jennifer Ho on multimodality. This is going to probably target teachers at all levels. And the idea is that teachers do need a kind of toolkit. They need to understand what semiotic resources are available in media like video and that sort of thing, and certain theories of multimodality, particularly social semiotic ones, I find very useful. They can give us some kind of insight into the resources that are available, how they can be combined, and then, of course, how you might approach that with English language learners as well.
Wow, wonderful. Obviously, in your particular niche, there's been a lot of development in recent years, the whole multimodal development, and now, of course, like everything else, impacted by AI, I suppose. Can you tell us a little bit about sort of recent changes and where you see your particular field going in the months and years to come?
Okay, so I think you've put your finger on exactly the two topics that I would want to discuss, actually. And the first one is the multimodal developments. And one of the things that's been taken up quite enthusiastically is the whole idea of digital multimodal composing. And that's something that is being studied very actively at the moment, asking questions about how effective it is, for example, how can we prepare teachers for this kind of thing? How can we do it in ways that are ethical and critical and that sort of thing as well? And so that's an area that I'm really excited about, seeing what comes in that area. And of course, as you point out, you can't at the moment go past generative AI, because that has really fundamentally challenged the processes and practices that we have in place in university education, in the disciplines, in every single discipline. We've got an issue there. And so we first need to address things like ethical concerns related to academic honesty and assessment. Those are the things that first pop up on your radar. But what I'd like to see happen in this area is, and it's already starting, is some research that's looking at how are professionals using these tools and what kinds of decisions are they making about how they incorporate those tools into their reading, writing, and communicating. In other words, this is a kind of a moment when everything's changed yet again. And so we need to know, how has it changed? If our goal is to prepare lawyers or scientists or something like that for practice, we need to know what that practice looks like. And currently, we don't really have a good idea.
So plenty of scope for future research, it sounds like. Do you have PhD students yourself?
Yes, I've got two PhDs.
Two PhD students. Yeah. And if there are people watching, listening, who are perhaps interested in pursuing research in this area, perhaps as a doctoral student, are there opportunities in your university?
Yes, there absolutely are. Yeah.
Well, that's really good. I mean, you heard it here first. So come and get your multimodal future. Buy one, get one free. Christoph, wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And for everybody listening, we'll see you in the next video.